Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump in right away. Let's bring in the former NFL MVP and one of the best analysts regarding the game of football at the professional level. My friend Rich Gannon is here. Rich, like all guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. I want to get your thoughts as a man who played the game at the highest level, went through a number of injuries, because this Carson Wentz debate has broken out this week with the announcement of season-ending surgery and the fact that he was injured weeks and weeks ago with his non-throwing arm, with significant left shoulder injury, torn labrum. We all watched the game against the Chargers last game where he was in a great deal of pain. And the debate has taken place on, wait a second, KOC is this culture guy. He's trying to bring some humanity to it. Did Kevin O'Connell, someone I know you respect a great deal, did he potentially put Carson Wentz in a position where, of course, a quarterback is not going to take himself out, but should the head coach have protected him, in this case Wentz, more than he did?
Well, I think there's a number of factors. I think, you know, it's always the player, particularly at that position, Chad, as you know, guys don't want to come out of the game, right? I think you look at leadership and toughness and all the things that go into playing the quarterback position. And I think you're talking about a quarterback that's been on six teams in 6 years, right? So he wants to hang around.
Right.
And he sees this opportunity with J.J. McCarthy's sideline. He thinks, you know what, this is an opportunity for me. And so, you know, I've had that injury. It's very painful. It's difficult to sleep. It's obviously difficult to play with. Mine required surgery as well. And you got to give the guy credit for trying to tough it out. And I think it'd be hard pressed to say, well, the coach put him in a bad spot. I think the fact that, you know, you're playing without Darisol for a good portion of that game, not having Brian O'Neill, that didn't help. The protection wasn't great. They weren't running the ball. They fell behind. It's just a trickle-down effect. I think on top of that, you got to rely on your orthopedic surgeons, your team doctors, trainers, to make those decisions to say, you know, we're going to put him in a harness. He's able to play. It's his decision. I think those are the conversations that take place during the week.
Okay. When other players see this, and they probably knew more about this than the public did, to what extent on all of the injuries related to Carson, I don't know. But is there any concern that other players might see this and say, you know, I really like KOC, I really like the way they've approached it, but man, he put him in a spot and doesn't make anybody think, now, wait a second, maybe this isn't quite what I thought it was.
I don't think so, because I think he's got a track record with that football team in terms of how he treats the players. I think the communication is really important. I'm sure there's a lot of conversations that took place prior to Carson going out and playing, and afterwards. You know, I think good PR staffs and I think good organizations take a look at, you know, what's being said. You know, what are we hearing on the street? What's Chad talking about? What are the talk show hosts talking about? What's in the paper? What's the story? Because they know that the players hear that too on social media. So you got to make sure internally, let's address some of the concerns. Let's address some of the issues that are out there so that everybody on this team is on the same page. We're not going to put our players in harm's way. Players make personal decisions based on all the information that they have. We make personal decisions as well based on the information we have from our trainers and everything. If it were his throwing shoulder, he probably could not have played. It was his left shoulder. I give the guy a lot of credit. He's a tough guy for trying to play. I think it was just a calamity of errors in terms of, you know, not having Darrisaw and O'Neal and falling behind and not able to run the football. It just turned into an absolute train wreck against the Chargers.
Okay, McCarthy, you've watched him a little bit. We've only watched him a little bit. You watched him some at Michigan. Now they go and play a team that probably right now, maybe they're right with the Packers as the two best teams, the NFC. Outside of just a win and playing well, what would be success for J.J. McCarthy this Sunday?
I think they've got to find a way to slow the game down for him. Watching the first two games, it was very apparent, and you and I discussed this the last time we had our match when we rinsed Steiner and Fernie.
I haven't even begun to spend all that money. I mean, we beat them so badly. I felt bad for them.
But you remember that conversation, because I was basically saying, Chad, it's like when you're 16 years old and you get your driver's license and you get behind the wheel of a car, everything's going fast. You know, you can't, you know, all you're doing is just, you're just trying to pay attention to what's right in front of you. And I think when you watch the first two games of the season, it was very apparent that the game was going way too fast for him. So you hope he's had a chance to go back and digest those first two games. You hope with all the treatment he's got and the fact he's able to watch. And it's really, to me, it's about letting him go out and have a clean performance, taking care of the football, making good decisions, playing fast from under center, you know, going through your progressions, knowing where the quick answer throw is, just playing with some confidence, right? Using your legs when appropriate, not taking the unnecessary hits, trusting the defense is starting to get healthy. You get a chance to get Van Ginkle back and Cashman and let those guys do their thing and Grenard. And I think you got to play well up front. I think the fact that they're getting healthy and you have a good chance to have the offensive line intact. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to run the football, though.
Yeah.
And what they cannot afford to do against this group is fall behind by a couple scores. If they fall behind by a couple scores, it could be a train wreck this weekend.
This is Rich Gannon. When the host hit a good drive and then hit the approach shot well left, what did Rich Gannon do for us to seal the victory? Got up and down for par. I mean, got up and down for par to win. I don't know.
You and I are a great team. We've got to start playing. You know. At times, though, I feel a little guilty. It's kind of like taking candy from a baby with first those two guys. It didn't quite seem like a fair fight, but that's just me.
Yeah, I didn't mind, actually. Sometimes
you've always been known as a bully on the golf course.
Yeah,
That's the scouting report on Chad Hartman on the golf course. He's a big bully.
Yeah, when you know in the wild, when the big cougar sees a wounded animal, the cougar attacks the wounded animal. It doesn't like cuddle with them, and that's what we did. You know, I thought Fernie held up well. Steens was very sad. It was very, very sad.
Okay. predictable, really.
Exactly. Now, on stopping the run, what has happened with this team? Last year, I know Harrison Phillips and Bullard and, secondary is a little bit different, but last year they were among the best at stopping the run, and this year, Rich, it seems to me, and you know this 1,000 times better than me, a lot of teams are just saying, we're going to bring two tight ends, and we're going to run it down your throat, and they're doing it on a regular basis.
Well, just look what the Chargers did to them. I mean, they roughed them up. They bloodied their noses. And I think, you know, you look at the Lions and you say, whoa, hold on a second. They've got one of the best offensive lines in the league. They've got David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They're two very different backs. And an offensive coordinator is not afraid to lean on the running game, the play action game. This is a really good offense. It's going to require everybody's attention. It's going to require them, you know, matching the physicality. I just think getting their guys back. I think, you know, the fact that they're in this position right now, it's sitting at 3-4. This is a critical, got to have a game for them. And on top of that, you know, you've got a, you know, let's be honest, you've got a little bit of an issue with the quarterback. You know, there's a little bit of uncertainty. Yeah. There's the unpredictability. We haven't played. So what do we got to do defensively? Well, we can't let them score 35 points. We have zero chance.
None.
We've got to be able to be aggressive. We've got to be able to create some negative plays. We've got to be able to turn the ball over, take the ball away. And we've got to be able to help our young quarterback. Rushing differential will be a big story in this game. You know, you look at the struggles the Vikings have had running the football. They didn't run the ball very well the other night against the Chargers. I think they were held to 34 rushing yards. That's not going to get it done. You know, you look at rushing differential. The Vikings have to win the rushing battle against Montgomery and Gibbs. I don't know if that's possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple last points with Rich Gannon. We'll let him go. He's great. We're always lucky to have him on. In town, it's never going to end. And nationally, now he pops up almost every game now. Not Daniel Jones, even though Daniel Jones is playing great. But if Daniel Jones had a chance to go somewhere and feel like he had a better chance over J.J. McCarthy, I don't fault him in any way. And it's worked out great for him. But the Darnold debate, my contention is, Rich, if he plays close to the level he played throughout most of the regular season in either the game at Detroit, which would have given them home field, or in L.A. against the Rams, he still would be here. But he wasn't even close to himself in either game. In hindsight, do you think they blew it? Is it way too soon? What are your thoughts on that?
It's a really tough spot to be in because he had a really good year. He earned the money. He knew there was going to be a big contract out there, and he got it in Seattle. And he's actually played really well out there. So I talked to John Schneider, the general manager, the other day. They love him. He's completing almost 69% of his passes. They're 5-2, and he's playing really, really well. So, you know, they feel like they found their quarterback of the future. I think the Daniel Jones one was interesting because, you know, here's a guy that was in the building for a while. You got a sense of who he was. He's having an MVP-type season with the Colts, and he signed a one-year, $14 million contract. The problem is you draft this quarterback and you really like him, and you know he's going to be healthy by training camp, and you're kind of invested in him, and you say to yourself, wait a minute, we just took this kid in the first round, and we're going to pay somebody $35 million a year to be our quarterback? Wait a minute. What? So they were really in a kind of a catch-22, and to make matters worse, he got off to kind of a rocky start, and he got hurt again. The question is, can this guy, he's been hurt twice now. And to play that position, to play it well, it's not just about ability, it's about availability. You've got to line up and play each week. That's going to be key the rest of the way for J.J. McCarthy.
In a couple months, when we see each other out in the desert, let's find a couple more pigeons and have success.
Sold. Sold, sold, sold.
Thanks, my brother. See you soon.
You're the best.
He is great. You can check him out, Sirius, on a regular basis there. And anytime we have him on, we get great information from Rich Gannon. One of us, he's just another guy, came here, bounced around the league way too much. Denny started Sean Salisbury. Denny, very good coach. Once started Sean Salisbury in a playoff game against Rich Gannon. First of all, no comparison between the two as human beings. And then as quarterbacks, bounced around, finally started to have success in Kansas City, and then he's the MVP in the with the Raiders, and then they got boat raced by the Buccaneers, his former coach. How weird is that story, too, where young Gruden is imitating Gannon the week of practice for the Super Bowl?
I forgot about that.
Because he knew his mannerisms.
Yes, that's right.
But here he is. He's got all these places to go, including where he's from the East Coast. Where is he?
Right back here.
Right back here.
Why would you leave?
We're like a spider's web.
Apparently, we've got the greatest golf in the world, too. It's all you guys do.
Well, all we do is win. We play. Because we played Steens and Hunt, another couple bozos, you know, different bozos, and we put them to sleep. In fact, Keegan Bradley should have picked us. Got to be honest. Keegan Bradley. My friend Dermot, again, I'm Team Europe Ryder Cup, recently gave me a caricature. Do you like kind of the caricatures, you know, when the artists offer them up?
Yeah, like the thing you can find at Valley Fair or something like
yeah,
that. You sit
exactly.
down and, way.
It's Rory and Shane Lowry giving the middle finger.
That's pretty funny.
That's going up in my office. That is going up. Take that, you clowns out in New York who thought you could just throw everything out there. And woe is me. I didn't say anything. Yeah. Take that. Another W for my club.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.